with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guy Show.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys Show on the Michigan Talk Network from Traverse all the way down to Ann Arbor and the Detroit Eastern Market. It's the fourth annual Detroit Beer Festival going on from 1 to 6 today, and we got a live reporter on the ground. Chaz, good morning.
Good morning, Jop.
How are you, my brother?
I am doing wonderful.
Tell me a little bit about this beer festival that's going on from 1 to 6 today at the Eastern Market.
Well, you know, we brought our road show to Detroit. And just like the Great Winter Beer Fest that you guys participate with us in and Summer Beer Fest in Ypsilanti, we've got a ton of Michigan breweries bringing out some really cool things. And the fall beers are out, the a little bit darker stuff, and they're showing off some really great stuff down here.
Wow, that sounds fantastic.
Hey, Chaz, it's Bob. I'm curious, is Perrin down there?
No, Perrin didn't come down for this one yet. You know, they're just new and getting started. But I do expect them at Winter Beer Festival.
Hey, as soon as we're done here, we're going to be talking with Keweenaw Brewing Company. I was up there this week and interviewed the boys. So I was talking about you up there.
Oh, yeah. Paul and the guys up there are a riot. They're a riot.
Hey, Chaz.
This week, you guys coming by for a pumpkin beer?
Yeah, that's what I was going to just ask you right there. Is they got this thing going on in Grand Rapids on the other side of the state here that you guys are, there's 11 of you that have got together to do this pumpkin beer. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, we decided that we're going to continue our celebration in celebrating Beer City USA of Grand Rapids, Michigan. And the way we wanted to do it this fall was to do pumpkin beers. Now, everybody put a little different twist on it. And for this end of October here, we're going to be serving pumpkin beers at our places. Now, at Schmoe's, we don't regularly make a pumpkin beer. So what we're doing is we're calling it the Grand Pumpkin Experiment. And on Wednesday night, we're going to have several different flavors that we're going to be rotating along through to try out some recipes. We've made a couple different batches of beer, and we want feedback to know, hey, which pumpkin beer do you like? And then next year, we're going to make that as a regular seasonal.
Chaz, that sounds.
Breweries all have them too.
That sounds great, man. You guys can find that on M Live as well. More about that, but we appreciate you calling in, Chaz, and you enjoy yourself and bring us back some good stuff from the fall beer tour.
Right on, guys. Keep grilling.
All right. That was Chaz Thompson, the brewer from Schmoe's Brewery, on the line doing a little feet on the street with us. Now we're going to go to Bob's interview that he had earlier this week with the Keweenaw Brewing Company.
Hey, this is Barbecue Bob. I am in the UP, the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. I'm traveling across the Copper Country right now, and it didn't feel right without stopping in and seeing our friends at Keweenaw Brewing Company. And I got to tell you, what I've seen here so far is really impressive. It's a very large facility, a state-of-the-art, all new equipment, just gigantic tanks and fermenters, forklifts, people hurrying and scurrying, and I'm with one of the co-founders of the business, Paul Boissevain. Paul, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks, Bob. Thanks for coming up to see us. I know it's a long way for everyone to come to get here. We're having a great time making beer and sending beer downstate, sending beer up, even up north from us. There's still another 30, 40 miles to go, and we're sending beer up there as well.
Paul, I'm looking at a can. Now, I'm tasting your November Gale Pale Ale. That reminds me of the Edmund Fitzgerald a little bit. But your packaging, I think, is brilliant. I love the copper-colored cans. And I think it's really smart to put beer in cans because everybody tells us that is the best packaging in terms of longevity for a good ale. How many of these cans do you suppose you're going to be able to put out this year?
Well, we're looking at probably a little over 50,000 cases in cans this year is what we're looking at. We went with a can up here because what everybody does up here is outdoors. You're either out snowmobiling, out fishing, you're out on a boat, you're at the beach. and that's the last place anybody really wants to be taking glass. So we decided to go with cans. The other advantage to cans, as you said, it's a great package for the beer. It's the light that damages beer more than temperature does. So this keeps all the light out. And it travels well. From up here to get it downstate, we're looking at a lot less in shipping costs. The cans weigh about 40% less than bottles do as they travel. So there's another reason that we're going to cans. And as you all see out there, more and more people are going to cans. We were the first one in Michigan to go out in cans, but now there are probably half a dozen different breweries going to cans.
Okay, now what we're tasting right now, I got to tell you, it's phenomenal. November Gale Pale Ale. Tell me why. I'm not the biggest pale ale drinker. Tell me why this one is hitting me so pleasantly.
Well, we tried to stick with our strategy of brewing session beers, beers you can take outside and drink all day long while you're out doing those things outdoors. And for the November Gale, we tried to get the alcohol level down a little bit, so we're at about 5.5%. And in order to balance with that alcohol, you have to keep the hop bitterness down a little bit. So we're maybe about 70 IBUs. That's a measurement of the bitterness in the beers. So we're lower than some of the big pale ales out there. We've also tried to carry a heavy malt flavor through it to balance that flavor from the upfront nose of the hops that you get through to the bitterness at the back end. So it's just it's a smooth drinking pale ale. Be excellent with, you know, maybe some brats off the grill.
Well, I personally think this is a beer you could take to deer camp quite easily because it's crisp, it's not real heavy, and in the colder weather when you're outside, having a beer that's a little more of a thirst quencher, like this seems to kind of cleanse your palate a little bit. You know, it doesn't get you all, full of, it's not so creamy that in the colder weather you can't drink it. It's got a nice tart crispness to it, but it doesn't smack you with the hops. What other beers this time of year are popular at Keweenaw Brewing Company?
Well, the other big popular beer up here is a Widowmaker Black Ale, which is a much lighter than the name gives you to imagine. So it's a fairly light flavored beer, but it's a black ale. A lot of distinctive flavor to it, so it'll carry through whatever else you got going along with it, whether it's just watching the snowfall or eating hot wings or just want to sit and drink a beer. So that's the other big one up here. Though we've always got 9 beers on tap. We've got 6 beers out there in cans. I see we got another amber open here that we're going to work our way through, which is another nice crisp Oktoberfest style beer.
That is excellent. That's a surprise. That beer right there is different. It's the Red Jacket Amber Ale by Keweenaw Brewing Company. And again, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network, and I am at Keweenaw Brewing Company talking with Paul Boissevain, one of the partners and founders of this company. And Paul, you're from San Francisco. How in the world did you end up in the UP?
Well, I met the right guy. My partner, Dick Gray, and his wife both went to Michigan Tech up here years ago, and we worked together out in Denver, Colorado for a number of years. Spent a lot of time on the other side of the bar at a brew pub out there, talking about things to do, and at one point he broached the subject that the best place to retire to is up here in Houghton, Michigan. They just needed some good beer up here to keep everybody going, so we looked at each other and thought, you know, we can do that. So we moved up here in about 2004, opened a small tap room down in Houghton, Michigan. In 2007, we saw the need to expand, and we opened a much bigger facility here in South Range, just 5 miles south of Houghton. And, you know, the rest you can see on the shelves downstate there. Our cans are out there.
That was the Keweenaw Brewing Company. Coming up next, we've got Bob's trip to Minnesota. He hung out with Babe, and he's going to talk about a little bit of timing in the woods, and we're going to talk a little bit about how to make jerky out of your venison. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network. We'll be back. Well, you're looking up.
This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.